Blog Talk Radio.
Are you doing Diamond Dallas Page's yoga?
Of course. It ain't your mama's yoga.
You don't know what it is like to be Jake the Snake.
Yeah, I always had a problem with alcohol and drugs. I couldn't get out of a chair.
He was an icon in the ring.
Oh! At his peak, he had everything.
In the late 90s, Scott Hall was as big, maybe bigger than any of them.
8 years ago, I broke my neck. I've been in a lot of pain. The MRI showed that that I have to retire.
My buddy here, I kind of helped him along his way when he wanted to get into wrestling, and he returned the favor 10 times fold.
He looks like he did back when he was on top headlining WrestleMania.
It's a real victory for me. I can straighten my hands now.
I find it just unbelievable that people care about me, because there's a long time where I didn't care about me.
I got to tell you, and I'm not just blowing smoke either. I honestly felt an energy change in the first workout. I can get into contorted shapes just in 3 weeks of doing this.
If I can do this, anybody can do it. Don't give up. Don't stay down.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to another episode of DDP Radio. I am your host, back from a long layoff, Diamond Dallas Page. And welcome to the show. I got a lot of people I want to talk to about things we've got coming up for DDP Yoga. But before I do, I want to welcome my main man who holds it all together. Robert, how you doing, bud?
Doing good, man. Definitely glad to have you back.
Hey, one of the things I also want to thank Jake the Snake for stepping in over that period of time there and popping into to his hosting the show for me. I appreciate that. Robert, one of the things I want to talk to you about, and I want to put this out there, because we set up all of our success stories. You know, we have a lot of people up there, and there's so many people that are out there who are part of this program. We haven't got your success story. We want them. Okay, if you have made, you know, this, you know, transformation, I don't care if it's 15 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, whatever it is, weight, your flexibility, your core strength, if it's changing your life, if you're feeling awesome about it, and you've hit your goal, please send your story, about a paragraph, and, you know, before and after pictures. If you took the 6 pictures, we'd love to see them, beginning and end. And anybody who's on Team DDP Yoga knows that those 6 pictures can be really pivotal to really keeping you inspired throughout the time. I want you to send your success story to robert@dallaspage.com. That's robert@dallaspage.com. And if you're under construction, that's what we call it. You know, if you're a couple of months in, if you're 90 days in or 180 days in, and you want to have, you know, your story up as you're going through it, because I think those stories are pivotal, and I think they're just as important as the success stories. Would you agree, Robert?
Oh, definitely. And that really helps inspire others and keep you motivated as well.
Yeah, and that's one of the things about our whole Team DDP Yoga site. Once you get DDP Yoga program, I think it's the greatest support system on the planet. And, you know, a person who really let people know what was happening when her life is one of my co-hosts here, Stacey Morris. How you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing great, G-Man, and welcome back.
Good to be back. So you just had an awesome article written on you. I guess, is it the Huffington's Post, their healthy living section? Is that what it's from?
Yeah, I just became aware of it a couple weeks ago, and they're taking, listen, guys, they're taking anyone who wants to, you know, submit a success story, just email it in, and you're very likely to get a response. That's what happened to me, and I decided it was time to get my story out there a little more and give others hope. And basically, that's what I see over and over again on the message boards on Team DDP Yoga, is people just like me are doing it just like I did. You know, they're getting their lives back. And it's just simple steps. It's discipline, but it can be done.
And Stace, you've got your own blog, right?
Yeah, I have my own blog, which is the combination of, you know, like emotional insights and recipes and just little things in my journey. And I'm going to, in a couple minutes, put it out there on the chat room message board. If you guys want to take a look at it, that would be fantastic.
Okay, that's awesome. And we got Sparky here as our other co-host here. Hey, Spark, you missed me while I was gone?
Yeah, man. I'm glad you found your way back, although it looked like it was pretty hard to pull yourself from Costa Rica.
Yeah, bro. What a great trip I had. I was out there for 2 weeks, and I sent a couple of videos back, and one was, I mean, you talk about the rainforest. Man, it rained probably three-quarters of the time I was there, but it's the rainy season in Costa Rica. And, you know, there's just, it's literally, you know, you're in the jungle. And I mean, like, hardcore spiders and snakes and monkeys. Like, the monkeys, actually, the monkeys, at one point in time, the spider monkeys, and there must have been 12 of them. Because they have this one, like, this yoga, I call it a platform more than anything. And it's like two levels. And the second level, you know, it's all covered over and stuff. So when it's pouring rain, you hear the rain. I don't think there's anything more romantic or cooler than the rain clanging down on trees or on, like, those corrugated roofs like they had there. And noisy. Oh, my God. It was amazing. But we had, like, 12 spider monkeys come around and watching us doing the workout. And I actually took a couple different yoga classes while I was there. And then the last day, I turned them on to some DDP yoga, and they were dying. It was awesome. but the waves were awesome. Oh, my God. If anybody ever really wanted to surf, I got to put the name of this. It's the most laid-back resort ever. I want to say it cost me like $130 or $140 a day, and that was for where I was, you know, crashing out. It was a nice place, but no electricity. You had solar powers for putting the lights on and stuff, solar panels. There wasn't even any plugs in the room, but it was a really sweet crib. And all the food, all the cocktails, anything you want. It was like $140 a day. But the surfing, if you've never surfed before, but you've been doing DDP yoga, I guarantee you can get up on a board there. And you can start to learn with a beach break and then work your way up to where you can catch some easy waves to get off on. And I caught one wave that we filmed, and I went a minute and 17 seconds on one wave. That's how long those waves were. It was amazing. And then the last day I caught some really big stuff, but it was pouring rain, so I couldn't get any footage of that. But that was it was a great trip, and I really enjoyed it. But I'm back now. I also want to mention that Slim Gilliam, our guy who started at 601 pounds, if you want to follow his journey, you can do it on the next40days.com. And he just put his 1 year of doing DDP yoga up. It's like a 24-minute video, but it's really powerful. And that's the next 40 days, all written out, .com. You should check that out. Slim's down 203 pounds in 1 year, which is pretty crazy. But I was up in Knoxville the week before with Jake, and we did a signing up there, and DJ came by, and DJ's down like 170 pounds. In 1 year, going from 519, which is equally, you know, as mind-blowing. So, again, if you've got a story, and both of those guys are under construction. By the way, Robert, do we have Slim up there under construction? Do we have him pictures up there as he's going? Robert? He must be checking on people calling in. Robert? Okay, well, we'll get him back in a minute. Either way. If you've got a success story, or if you've got a story that's success because you're under construction, please send it to robert@dallaspage.com, and it'll get right there. We've got something really exciting that just happened. I don't know if you guys know about this, but when Arthur's video went viral back in May a year ago, gosh, it's been an amazing year this last year, so many people, because they didn't know, you know, what DDP yoga was, right? Because we didn't really put that in there. But they did find out about my Yoga for Regular Guys book. And that book started, like, wherever it was, you know, wherever you could get it, it was selling like hotcakes. and it went up to like $200 for that book on eBay. And as of today, a used one was $79. That's the average price of a used book. Well, Quirk Book Company put it out as an ebook, and it's out there, just went out today, and I'll tell you where the cheapest price is. It's Amazon, and it's only $7.69. And I brought my partner on here who actually wrote the book with me, and we're really excited because so many people have asked us about DDP yoga certifications. And there are literally a handful of people that I have trained that know how to teach DDP yoga, because it's not like any kind of yoga, which everybody knows. You can't go get it at a yoga certification place because our stuff is too unique. And the guy who developed this with me years ago, his name's Dr. Craig Aaron, one of the greatest chiropractors on the planet, but also an on-again yogi since, you know, for over 25 years, that was one of those regular guy yogis. And, Doc, are you on the show? Okay. I thought Doc was on the show.
I am. Yeah. I'm here.
Okay, so answer.
All I did is when I said, yes, I am, I heard the words unmuted. So I think that I answered early before I was unmuted.
Before your cue.
Yeah.
So, Doc,
yeah.
Well, we've been working diligently.
I think the technology was lagging.
it's on top now. So we've been working diligently to get this certification program all together. Why don't you tell everybody where it's at right now?
Well, where we're at this point is we're in construction of website. We're getting ready. Honestly, we've got a manual all set up and ready to go. We have a level one DDP yoga certification model workout that folks will receive when they go ahead and sign up for the certification program. It's about a 15-minute workout.
Doc, let me interject. This is a workout that is not like any of the workouts that you get when you buy, invest in the DDP yoga program. This
right.
is a workout that's geared towards you teaching at an Equinox, a Gold's Club, you know, a Gold's Gym, you know, a World Gym. I don't care what kind of gym it is. But this workout is geared not for the yoga studio. This workout is geared for the area when you walk into the gym that's all glassed off, where they normally have some kind of aerobics or boot camp or whatever. And when I would teach this at different places I've taught it in, whether it be Gold's Gym or Equinox Gym or whatever, you know, wherever I've done it.
Right, Main Event Fitness, small
gym. Oh, God, it was countless. But there's always at minimum of 50% men. And I can remember a woman walked into the Equinox one time. She goes, because we were coming in after this one yoga class, or it was like a step aerobics class was getting out. They were like, oh, my God, I've never seen any men in this room at all. You know, this workout does bring it. And it's a place that when you go and do this workout, you really want to check your ego before you walk in the door. Not if you're doing our workout. If you're doing double black diamond or diamond cutter, you know, with red eye core or whatever, you got no problem walking into it. Because this workout, Doc and I sat down and we came up with a workout that's completely based around the diamond dozen. And this will be the level one. Level, it'll also have some modifications that you can throw in there, which will come out as you, become part of the program and what we're calling continual learning. And then we're going to have a phase two, phase three, and phase four. So, this one will get you in the gyms though and teaching the program. On the book side, Doc, did you get the book? Do you have the thing?
I have the book.
Okay, Stacy, I sent you a link so that people can actually check out like the first 15 pages. On the Yoga for Regular Guys book, we actually have plastered on the top now DDP Yoga, and we stamped it in Ain't Your Mama's Yoga. And then I wrote an introduction that lets you know why this is like the precursor to all of DDP yoga. This was the groundbreaking stuff that we did. And the book is really entertaining. And Yoga Doc and I wrote it together. We had so much fun with it because we did a little tongue in cheek. And back then, DDP yoga was really based around regular guys, and we were trying to pull them in, so we brought some hot-looking chicks in there to the book to try to grab the guys to want to do our form of yoga. But then so many women started to love the book, we backed off on that as we went along. But we do have a little tongue-in-cheek stuff in there that's pretty humorous, but it's really serious, and it actually will be part of the certification program. And like I said, it's only like $7.69 if you get it on Amazon. And Rob Zombie wrote the foreword. And, Doc, you got that in front of you?
Yes, I do. Yeah, actually, I found the link on Amazon. And you actually, for those of you who are looking at that on the Amazon.com section that shows us the yoga, you know, shows you the Yoga for Regular Guys, what you do is you click on to the actual book, and it gives you a peek of this of the book, the first 20 pages, like Dallas says. And I have it right in front of me, Dallas.
Yeah, so whenever he mentions YRG, anybody who's already doing the workout, well, you know that YRG is one of DDPU's workouts. So before he reads that, I want to click, because Rob, this is a funny forward. And it came, how this all came about, that Rob Zombie actually wrote the forward to our book, was I bet Rob Zombie buy Christmas trees in Hollywood, you know. And I looked over, I was like, God, that's like a 12-foot Christmas tree. That's what I was paying attention to. And then I realized, that's Rob Zombie. And I walked over, introduced myself. He was like, dude, I remember you. I met you at SmackDown. And I was like, yeah, well, I didn't think you'd remember. He goes, like, I'm going to forget you? And we just started laughing. And before you know it, we were exchanging numbers, and we went out to dinner. And he was coming up to his 40th birthday party. And, you know, he's turning 40, and like a lot of guys get freaked out about turning 40, you know, because Rob's, you know, he's an icon, and he, you know, wants to stay young forever. And over dinner, he was asking me, like, how do you stay in such amazing shape? And I told him about the whole program and, you know, and what I do. And, you know, we only lived a mile from each other back then. So I was like, dude, I'll come over to your house, man. And, you know, I'm writing this book right now, you know, all about it. And, you know, I'll just work out with you. If you, you know, he goes, you do that? I go, yeah, buddy system. So long story short, we were working out about 3 or 4 weeks, and he was loving the program. And then we walked into his house, and he says, oh, by the way, wrote you a part in Devil's Rejects. And that's how I got the part, by teaching Rob Zombie DDP Yoga's Yoga for Regular Guys, which is really, you know, pretty crazy story. And then when it came to this book coming out, he had asked me to write the foreword to this comic he had called The Nail. And it was really a character, it was based on my looks and all that stuff in the by Billy Ray Snapper character in the comic book. And so I said, sure, dude, I'll write the forward. Will you write the forward for DDP Yoga's Yoga for Regular Guys? And he went, yeah, sure. So this is what he wrote. Read it out, Doc.
You got it. Rob Zombie. Yoga? Give me an effing break. If you're anything like me, you know that even the sound of the word yoga will get you a sarcastic roll of the eyeballs and a loud Bronx cheer. I mean, come on, yoga. Yeah, sure. Let's all sit around cross-legged, chanting to our inner peace while sucking down on the wheat germ smoothies and feeling at one with the effing universe. I mean, this is what yoga is all about, right? This is girly man hippie crap, right? Well, that's the way I always saw it. That is until Diamond Dallas Page explained Yoga for Regular Guys to me. Hey, I figured if this guy thought yoga was a badass workout, maybe, and I emphasize maybe, there might be something to this new age voodoo. Truthfully, if it weren't for the fact that this DDP guy is built like a block of granite and could most certainly crush my skull, I would have laughed my ass off at the thought of doing that down dog Warrior One shit. I mean, really, only spiritual head cases need to twist like a pretzel for fun, right? But one day, I agreed to give it a shot. What did I have to lose? On a hot summer afternoon, I rolled out my mat and get ready for action. The first thing DDP says is that he's going to teach me how to breathe. Listen, buddy, I think to myself, I might not know how to whoop ass in the squared circle, but I know how to F and breathe. But like I said, he's a big guy, so I decided to go along with this breathing deal. After about 15 minutes of trying not to laugh, I realized this ain't exactly what I thought it was. This shit is difficult. I mean, like, seriously. Pretty soon, I wasn't laughing anymore. I was feeling the burn, as they say. I'm trying to activate muscles that have been in a coma for, well, forever, really. To make a long story short, yoga for regular guys works, and trust me, it ain't what you think. It's a total body kick-ass workout that whips you into shape. Think of it as yoga meets old-school calisthenics by way of slow-burn isometric movements. Translation? Something fun to kick that flabby-ass body of yours into shape. Let's face it, folks, DDP is the new Jack LaLanne for the hardcore, cynical, regular guy. I'm too cool for that generation. Here's my advice to you. Put down the donuts, pick up this book, and get the YRG program or else. Rob Zombie, Los Angeles, California.
That, you know, when he said it to me, I laughed so hard. I thought, there ain't going to be no forward like that in any kind of book. Never mind yoga book, you know. It was a lot of fun him doing that and getting the word out there. For me, what he said, or else, any picture that I sign, pretty much I write, do your DDP yoga workout or else, bang, DDP. And it came from him writing that at the end. So I got a lot of kick out of that. So Doc, we're going to probably have this certification program up. The book is up right now. And anybody who's got the program, I think you might want the book, because it really is it's the beginning of what we started here with everything here. Of course, it's way easier to work out according to the DVDs. But bottom line is, we'll probably have that up. What do you think, another 10 days, Doc?
I would think so. I mean, we're working hard on it as far as the certification is concerned. Just understand, you want to read the book, the initial book, and, of course, we're going to send you the manual. Reason being, there is a test at the end. You do have all of the information in front of you, but there'll be a test just so that you know what we're talking about. So, and the answers are in both of those books.
Okay, awesome, Doc. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it, man. I also got my buddy, and if anybody wants to know, everybody's heard me talk about Marlin from time to time. If you want to see what Marlin looks like, you will actually see Marlin right if you go on the Amazon link where DDP Yoga's Yoga for Regular Guys is at. When you get towards the last page of the splicking cross, you'll see a section called Meet the Yoga Doc. And there you'll see him pulling someone into Warrior One, Road Warrior One. And that would be Marlin. So maybe if you want to put a face with an attitude, you'll see my buddy Marlin right there. Marlin, how you doing tonight, bro?
You're doing great, man. Doing great indeed. And I do remember the yoga doc helping me get into a variety of positions during that filming. So.
Now, let me ask you this, dude. We're going to be June 22nd, I should say June 30th, Oh, June 22nd, we got our workshop at right where I live here.
Workshop. Yep.
In Smyrna, Georgia, or Atlanta, Georgia, we've got the ultimate workout. How many spots do we have for the ultimate spot, dude? For the food and the
we do have some spots left, but you need to act on it quickly. Give me an email at marlin@dallaspage.com. We do have some spots left.
There's plenty left for the actual workout. And we're going to be, like I say, we're going to be doing all that on the 22nd. And then for those of you who are across the lake out there, we're going to be in Swindon on the 30th, right?
Yes, we're going to be in Swindon actually on the 28th, where Dallas is going to be doing a Diamond Dallas Page wrestling workshop for all you indie wrestlers or wannabe wrestlers or big time wrestlers. Feel free to come and learn from a three time world heavyweight champion for our wrestling workshop. And then on the 29th, he's going to be doing a diamond cutter on someone. And then on the 30th, and this is all in Swindon, on the 30th he'll be doing two workshops, 11 to 1 and a 2 to 4. So jump on board. We have about 30 people in each workshop already.
That's just on our end. We got, between them and us, it's probably got about 45.
Exactly. Well, Maybe a little bit more. We might end up with like 50 in each, but we can always you know, have room for more. So if you're across the pond, jump on board so you can come and see Dallas. And if you can't come to Swindon, you want to go to, if you're in Scotland, then feel free to come. On July 2nd, we'll be in Dundee, Scotland, at Fit for Less Energy. And that'll be we're doing one workshop, 7:30 to 9:30. I believe there's no spots open for that, but we are doing overflow to see if we have enough people. We might do one July 3rd in the morning, but don't hold me to that. And in July 4th, we will be in Glasgow, Scotland, doing a meet and greet and interview session. So we'll be doing it.
That's gonna be like a big Q&A thing, right?
What's that?
It's gonna be a big Q&A thing for people to ask questions and all that.
Yeah, it's gonna be a big Q&A, a couple of hours where we have a big radio host guy interviewing Dallas, answering a lot of questions. You know, time for people to meet with him afterwards, take pictures. So it'll be a good time for sure.
Okay, thanks, man. Thanks for coming on, because I never know where the hell I'm going. And thanks, Marlon. Appreciate that.
Well, check it out, man. I want anybody who wants Dallas to come somewhere or do a workshop, email me at marlon@dallaspage.com. But understand, only thing I need if you have a location that you think would want to host him, only thing I need is interest. You create the interest, give me the lead, give me the person to talk to, and we'll see about making it happen. So you have interest, shoot me an email, marlon@dallaspage.com. Let's do it.
Okay, and thanks for coming on. And also want to mention, after I get done with Glasgow, I go back to London, and I'll be the 6th and the 7th, or that Saturday and Sunday, whatever those days are, I'll be at Comic-Con, and I'll be there all day long. So I'm all over the UK. And then I head to Mexico. And that's where we're having the retreat. And we have had 3 rooms open up. That's all we've got. We've got 3 rooms, and then we'll close it back off again. So if you were hoping to try to get in this year, just give my sister Sally a call or Ashley. And, Stacy, please put the number up there, which is 732-899-8400. And if you want to look at what the retreat's all about. It's going to be a hell of a time. Just go to ddpyogaretreat.com. So that's all the stuff we got rolling right now. Like I said, we opened up 3 rooms. Make it happen if you want. If not, make it a goal for next year. We've got over 70 people. I wasn't going to go over 75. That was like the limit. And we're right up on top of that. So we're going to have a party. You know, we work out hard. We work out. We have initial, when we first get there, the first day, if you take all 5 days, you can take 4 days. I think Yoga Doc's going to be there for 3 days. I know Stacy's going to be there. I know Arthur's going to be there. Robert's going to be there. Steve, the crew.
Terry
Lang's going to be there. And I never thought I was going to get Terry there. But she's actually bringing her old man, Warren, too. So I can't wait for that. He's awesome. Awesome guy. I mean, these are the coolest people you have ever met. You know, are going to be there at this retreat, and everybody has a great time. You know, we work out hard. You don't have to hit every workout because there's 2 days that we do 1 workout on, the first and the last. In the middle, we have 2 workouts a day. You don't have to hit them both because it's such a beautiful resort, and that part of Mexico is right down the road from Tulum, so it's beautiful down there. There's like 9 restaurants right on properties, like they're all 5-star. This place is all organic. All their vegetables, they grow them themselves right there. It's an amazing resort. Go to ddpyogaretreat.com to check out the resort itself. It's really amazing. Okay, I've been rumbling too much about all the stuff that we got going on. I know we got some callers on the line. Robert, who do we have first?
First up is Nolan Bobbitt.
Hey, Nolan!
Hey, Nolan. What's
going on, guys? What's up, buddy?
How you doing? Just calling in. Wanted to give the 1-year update. And started DDP yoga at 348.6 pounds and got down 111 pounds in 1 year.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
I'm at the lowest weight that I'm down to 235 now, which is the lowest weight I've ever been probably since, probably eighth grade.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And, I can't tell you, you know, I'm glad to have lost the weight. That's a good thing. But I have a brand new life because of DDP Yoga. And Dallas, I can't thank you enough. I can't thank you enough for your encouragement and your friendship through all of this. And I wanted to call in this week because Father's Day is coming up. And I look at an 11-year-old girl, and we talk about Dallas a lot in our house. And she looks at me with the most intent look in her blue eyes and says, "Daddy, I want to meet him." And I know part of it is because, you know, I'm proud that you've been a mentor of mine, but she's thankful that you helped save her daddy's life.
Well, ain't nothing better than that, bro.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling in and sharing that, man. I mean, damn, you know, this all blew up. You know, Arthur was really the first to really make the biggest impact because of that video that Steve and him put together. Yeah. And it just, now we're at that year. We get a lot of people off that year. It's pretty awesome.
Yep.
Thank you for calling in, bro.
Absolutely. Y'all have a great night.
You too, bro.
Man.
Thanks, man.
Why don't you text the names you got, Robert, and we'll go from there. But who you got next?
Next up is Christine.
Hey, Christine.
Hi, how are you?
Is this my Georgia, Christine?
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I just wanted to call in and say hi and give you an update. I can't believe I'm only second. That's usually I have to wait a while. But I started the program April 1st, and I fell off the horse a few times. And, kind of dillied and dallied and wasn't really sure where to go with the whole eating thing. And I was supercharged for the longest time, and then I kind of – because I fell off a horse, I got mad at myself, and I went into this state of depression and watched Arthur's video again, because that's, you know, what drew me in originally, is I had to research where Arthur had got his help from and found DDP Yoga. And, with your help, Paige, and I just can't even thank you enough since, you know, I spoke to you May 31st, and I've just been blown away by the support. I can't even put it into words how grateful I am. And Terry Lang is my accountability person, and I'm just thrilled to death. I mean, even just since May 31st, I started at 217 on April 1st, and I went back and forth from 217 to 210. And then just since I spoke to you on May 31st, I've dropped 7 more pounds. I'm down to 203. I mean, I just can't even believe it. That's just since May 31st. So, I'm just thrilled with the results, and I'm doing Diamond Cutter once a day, and sore as hell, but I love it. And I tried to bend over at the grocery store last night to grab something off the shelf and thought my ass was going to explode because it was so sore. And just loved every second of it. I thought it was great. And can't even wait to see you for the first time in person, Paige, on June 22nd. I am so supercharged, and I've got a huge hug waiting for you, and I'm so not going to let you down. I so want to be your next big success story. I have 92 pounds to lose total, and I just can't even thank you enough, you and Terry and everybody. Sparky, too, been emailing me how much you guys and Jake sponsor me. He's just, you guys are awesome. And so if there's anybody out there that can hear me and is on the fence about starting to do this program, don't cheat yourself. Just don't even think about it. Just sign up and get started. There's always going to be someone there for you. And I'm just pumped. So I just wanted to express my gratitude.
Well, there's one thing you said to me when you started. You said, "I swear to God, if you'll just help me, if you'll just guide me on this a little bit in the beginning, I'll yell it from the rafters." And I knew you weren't shitting when you said that, but
no way, man. I'm a Boston girl. We don't take shit. We don't give up that easy. I don't know if you've ever been friends with the Boston girl before, but you got your hands full now. I'm sorry. You're not getting rid of me that easy.
All that. I can tell that. Christine, thanks for calling in. Awesome energy. Awesome
All right.
Energy.
I can't wait to see you. I'm so psyched.
Gonna be,
talk to you soon.
Okay,
bye. Bye-bye.
That's our June 22nd, our ultimate workshop that we have. And the ultimate workshop, like I said earlier, one is, you know, we not just the workout and all that. We get into the food and, you know, how to eat. And you actually go back to my house because we do the workout at the community center that's across pretty much across the street from where we're at, you know, maybe, you know, a mile and a half. And we get, you know, we work out all day. Everybody can take showers there. Then whoever is going for the second part goes back to my crib and the accountability crib. You know, Jake's there. Jake will be at the workout too. Actually, Jake the Snake will be critiquing some of your positioning and stuff. And I'm sure Terry Lang will come by and Yoga Doc too. You know, we got an amazing team, especially when you're anywhere near Atlanta. And I also know that DJ is going to be down for that because DJ is going to come down and actually do some filming with us for WWE.com. WWE.com called me this week, and they want to do some vignettes with us. You know, some that are just for the workout and other stuff from the crib. And I'm going to put DJ in one of the bits for the workout and for the crib to talk about where he's at and where he's at right now, and so people can, you know, go know and follow, you know, what he's got going on. But you know, I'm so proud of all the people on Team DDP Yoga, you know, that help other people, because that's the best part of the entire thing. Okay, next guest, I believe we got Becca up. You out there, Becca?
Hi, it's been a while.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing good. It's crazy. Like, my life has been crazy since I moved to Pennsylvania, but I'm starting to get everything under control now. So I'm doing really great.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, it's all about taking things in control. That's, you know, that's what Stacey Morris did. That's why they loved her article, because she took control of her life and owned her life. So, any stories or anything?
I want to ask Becca a question, because she's been really open about, you know, she's had some struggles the past few months. And you told me the other day, after sort of going off and on gluten-free, that you never want to eat gluten again. What led you to that decision?
Because at one point I felt really, really, really insecure. And I'm sorry if I start crying, because it's a lot of emotions. But what happened was, when I started going back on the gluten, my mind went back to what I was at 300 pounds. And I really was in, like, a very, very deep depression. So, but that aside, I'm doing a lot better now. I had gained weight since I fell off, a lot due to the fact that I left my husband. Like, I made a decision to leave my husband because I knew that he was cheating on me, but I couldn't figure it out. And then, I made the decision to own my life and leave him. And we were trying to work things out. And then I found out that he was still with a girl for, like, the last year of our marriage. And it's pretty much done and over with, and I'm never going back to that. And what made me make the decision to basically stop eating gluten was the fact that it really just made me crazy. Like, I had anxiety issues, depression, all the emotions I was feeling. I was angry all the time. I felt insecure. I didn't know what I wanted. I had no drive. Like, I was trying to get myself back into where I was at, and I just could not, like, something was blocking me from reaching out. And so that's when I reached out to you and started talking to you for a while. And, you know, you said take it a day at a time, and I did. And I kept going, and, you know, I did really well for a month, and then I started a new job, and I was working overnight, so I had to switch my whole schedule up. So a month later after that, I started, you know, I was like, enough, I can't do it anymore, I can't eat gluten anymore. I feel sick all the time. My belly hurts. I just can't do it. And I just took it out, and I'm actually not only gluten-free and dairy-free, but I'm going vegetarian, vegan, whatever you want to call it. I don't eat meat anymore because it also hurts my belly. So I don't even eat eggs. It's kind of crazy, but I've, you know, honestly, in the last 2 weeks, I've dropped 14 pounds, actually 15 pounds. I hit 229 today.
Wow. Awesome.
Fantastic. But I love that you're just feeling so much better. And I think people underestimate how food, like especially the wrong kind of food, can be like a quaalude or a narcotic. I mean, people...
Oh, it's like a drug for me. It's like, I was reading up the side effects for it. It's basically like having morphine or heroin in your system. And for me, that's exactly how it is. Like, it's an addiction. It's something that if I eat it, it will trigger these responses, just like if Jake was to drink another drink of alcohol or, you know, take pills or something. You know, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how gluten is for me. And I know that now, and that's why I never want to touch it again.
And let me, anybody who's listening to this, like, Becca's not bullshitting. You know, I mean, this isn't like something in her head. If you want to really understand what, you know, genetic, there's such a big force out there, and I've been seeing it everywhere about GMO right now, genetically modified organism. All wheat, not all, but about 99% of all wheat is genetically modified. And wheat as a substance, as a grain, is hard for your stomach to digest and your whole system, you know, to take in and process. I mean, that's a fact. But then they genetically altered it and totally effed it up. And so it is like there's Jenny McCarthy brought this to the forefront for everyone to hear, and about kids with autism. Like, we have a good friend of ours here who's part of this whole team, DDP Yoga. His name is Chris Ford, but he also wrestles by the name of Crowbar, Devin Storb, and a good buddy of mine. And he thought the whole gluten wheat thing was a bunch of bullshit until he saw his daughter start to change. She was like 2 or 3 years old. They were losing their little girl. And then they found out that she has autism or a form of autism. They got her off all that shit, and she's back. And, man, ain't nobody going to tell Chris that this ain't the real deal. And all you people out there who are really, really heavy, I want you to think about this. You have friends of yours who can eat total shit and they never gain a pound. But you look at the cheeseburger, boom, you just gained a pound. Never mind eating the damn thing. When you put that substance in your body, which is wheat, flour, just today says genetically altered. Go and find the real stuff, the stuff your great-grandparents ate. Good chance you'll be okay. But you really can't find it anymore because the big companies have overtaken all of that and changed it. That's why they're being, I can't believe how many people know who Monsanto is today. And if you think I'm full of shit, you know, go watch Food Inc. It was up for an Oscar in 2008. Watch Genetic Roulette. Watch Seeds of Death. Those two are on YouTube. Watch that. But thanks for calling in, Rebecca. It's good, great to hear that you're back on track. And, you know, anybody who wants to call in, we're going to close the lines here. We've already got five people. We're going to get to all of you. But I'll give you one last chance to call in, and that's 347-994-1216. 347-994-1216. Robert, leave a moment for about 5 minutes, and we'll close down the line. If we get over 10 people, close it down. because I want to make sure we get to everybody tonight. Beck, thanks so much for calling in. Stacey,
no
do you have
problem.
Anybody... Do you have anybody hitting any questions on the chat room?
No, not yet, but...
Hey, that's okay. Just checking.
Are we
cool? Spark, we cool with that? You don't have it either? Okay, we lost Spark.
Yeah, seriously, Viper just threw one in asking if you're ever going to be in Griffin, Georgia.
Griffin, Georgia. If I'm not too far from there. If you're in Griffin, Georgia, I was in Griffin, Georgia for a charity show years ago for Ray Lloyd's, one of his friends down there. But if you're in Griffin, Georgia, it's a skip, hop, and a jump for you to come to Smyrna, Georgia. We're that close, bro. Okay. Who's our next guest here on the show? can open my phone here and see who we had next on the line. Okay. Okay, Naomi, right? Naomi, you still here?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
I don't know. You called me.
I just want to give a heads up that I'm on my either 5th or 6th week, and I have cousins that have come downtown for a little bit, and we haven't seen each other in about a year or two. And I definitely want you guys to hear about how they think I've changed much, and my walking's gotten better, and all that looks great. So I'm going to give you to my cousin Megan so she can tell you how awesome it's been.
Hey, Megan, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Unstoppable. So tell us about Naomi.
Well, Naomi is walking a lot better than what she was a long time ago. She's been developing more and gotten dressed.
We're here.
And stuff. Like, she's like more confident with herself and stuff.
Yeah,
but
I love you.
So
that's awesome. Did you get a workout with her today?
Tomorrow. It's really late.
It's really late, so we're going to do it tomorrow.
Did we lose you? Naomi. Okay, I guess we got a bad connection there.
Yeah.
Naomi, no matter what, the little piece that we heard there, that sounds awesome. It sounds like you're moving forward and you're really doing great. Keep up the great work, girl. Keep moving forward.
Will do.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. Bye.
See ya. Hey, we have Leslie up next, right?
That's right.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Leslie, welcome to the show. Where are you calling in from?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Is this the Leslie I was... Have I talked to you on Facebook before, Leslie?
You told me to email you, but I haven't received a call yet.
Well, now you just saved it for me because I was going to call you because you've done so good. Well, you're under construction right now, and I saw that you were got an awesome like transformation already. How you feeling?
Amazing. I just walked 5 miles today.
Awesome. You weren't doing that before. Hey, will you, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about was just what you've heard me talk about earlier. Would you please write Robert@DallasPage.com, and I'd love to put your pictures up there and a little paragraph about your story. You know, so people who come onto the site can actually see. But why don't you tell us, where did you start from? How did you hear about us?
Well, I'm not sure. Everybody must know Ninja or Adrian. Me and her, we grew up together. I've known her pretty much my whole life. And I saw her one day on Facebook, and I was like, wow, how the hell did you lose all that weight? And then she told me that, at first she told me that she did clean eating and, working out in the gym. And then she was telling me about DDP yoga. And I was like, really? At first I was like, oh, DDP yoga, what the hell is that? And then I was like, kept brushing it off. And then I was like, one day I was like, what the hell? I'm going to try it out. So I've been doing it since February 21st off and on. But this week I've been really sticking to it, and I've been really, really kicking ass.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. Yeah, you're going on and off. You're doing really good. So it's all about sticking to it, though, as far as if you get those 30 straight days in, and I don't mean working out 30 days, but doing something that, is creating a habit. After 30 days, you pretty much own it, so.
Right.
And it isn't, you don't have to work out 30 days, just, something you do for yourself, whether it's doing deep yoga or maybe taking a walk or really focusing on your eating and maybe preparation, like a lot of times, like when I go on the road, I bring my food with me. And I remember Scott Hall looking at me, goes, dude, are you bringing all that food with you? I was like, yeah. I said, you tell me where you've eaten better than in this house. And he's like, nowhere.
I'm on my day two of clean food eating, except for one thing. I've got down to eating one piece of bread, and I was like, I got to kick it. So tomorrow is going to be a brand new day for me for that. So I've got everything, but that's the only piece of gluten that I've been eating for the past 2 days.
Well, do this for yourself, Leslie, so you don't set yourself up to fail. Go and get the – there's so many different brands. Udies, that's UDIES, or Rudy's, just like the name. There's another one called Three Bakers. There's another one I just had recently, and it's the best of all of them. But – they're all really good breads that are light in the rice breads, the brown rice breads. And you can't leave them on your counter because in 2 days they'll go bad because it's real food. You got to freeze them. So if you want to have some piece of bread once in a while, eat that bread because it doesn't have the garbage in it. It's got real food. So that's what I would suggest you do, kid. And please send that your thing over to Robert, okay?
All right. So I just want to give you a quick number. I've already lost 9 pounds.
All right, kid. Keep up the great work.
All right, I'll see you next week.
You got it.
All right.
Hey, she's talking about that workshop at Smyrna, Georgia, 22nd. You want to be there. Okay. Robert, not my Robert, another Robert. We got another Robert on the line.
Hi, Mom. Is this me?
That's you.
Yes, it's you.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Good, man. Where you
I'm calling from New York City.
Cool. I'm a Jersey boy.
Yeah, I know. Well, wow, I can't even believe I'm talking to you right now. I've been in the program for about 2 months, almost 2 months. I've lost already 34 pounds, and people think I'm sick, actually. Yeah, thanks. People think I'm sick. they think I'm on something, actually, you know, because I just look totally different, you know, and I just really wanted to say, you know, just I know you hear it all the time, but you know, fucking thank you for everything that you do for everybody, you know, and specifically just personally thank you for helping out Scott and Jake, because especially Jake, I mean, he was like one of my idols growing up, and you know, that really does mean a lot that someone, I mean, yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for everything,
dude. Very heartfelt. I appreciate you calling in. And do me a favor. You know, you heard me talk about it. Send Robert at DallasPage.com. Send your story. I'd love to throw a paragraph or two on it and some pictures, and we'd love to have you up there and see, you know, and let people inspire other people, you know. So, you know, I don't know if you took the 6 pictures at the beginning, but if you did, show them a before and after, and if not, just what you got. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I took them all. I put them on Team DDP Yoga. Everybody on there is really cool, man. Like, you know, I messaged you one time asking about iPod videos because I like
right.
to I like to do the workouts on the iPods, and you know, I was wondering
well,
if you're ever going to get. You replied back.
No, dude, we got that. You should have got that with the program.
No, it was.
All the workouts are on that MP3. So when you write Robert and send him your stuff, just ask him to send you your MP3s, because sometimes they go, you know, some people's stuff gets sent to junk mail, and they don't even realize that they were sent the invitation and the MP3s and all that. So it's all that's all there, bro.
Oh, man. All right, cool. I'll definitely do that. You said it was Robert at what?
At DallasPage.com.
All right. Okay. Last question.
All right, buddy.
Real quick, just last question. Are you going to be at New York City Comic Con?
When is that? What's the date on that?
It's in October. I don't know the exact date.
I think I've got it because I'm really good friends with all the Marvel guys. I mean,
okay.
And that's their Comic Con, you know. So
yeah.
all those guys at Marvel really do DDP yoga. I mean, it was such a piss for me. I mean, they and Robert set that whole thing up. My buddy Robert right here, you know, runs the whole web show for us here. He set me up with Arun and all those cats up there, man. And yeah, well, we went up there. They did a podcast with me and a bunch of stuff. It was a lot of fun. So, yeah, I think I'm going to be at that one in October. I think me and Jake are both going to be there. Maybe even Scott. I'm not sure.
Oh, sweet. It's October 10th to the 13th.
Yeah, I'm going to call Arun tomorrow. I'm glad you told me that, Robert.
Sweet. All right, man. I hope to see you then.
Okay, buddy. Me too.
All right. Take it easy.
Have a good night. Okay, our next caller, Gary. Where are you calling in from, buddy?
I'm calling in from Mesa, Arizona.
All right, man. What's your question?
Well, I was calling in to talk about goals and SMAC and just one of the goals that I have and a question about all that program.
Sure. What do you got?
Well, to start out, November, I weighed 344 pounds, saw Arthur's video. I stopped drinking soda, went to the gym, and dropped a very heavy hint to my wife for the DVDs for Christmas. started the program on December 27th with the DDP yoga and going gluten-free. At that point, I was 322. My goal was to be in the 250s, by June when I have a management conference in Florida. And on my flight lead on Tuesday, down to 269. Not going to make it, but pretty darn close and making some good positive changes.
That's awesome, man. You know, the whole thing is you're moving forward, man. And that's how many, 10, 12? That's about 8 pounds, 9 pounds a month, isn't it?
Yeah, overall, it's over 50 since doing DDP yoga and 75 pounds since the beginning of November. So it's actually kind of funny that Nolan called in earlier because he just sent out his updates. And I'm almost exactly where he started on the same exact track that he's on. So I sent him a note back and said, dude, you're my inspiration. I want to be where you're at my year mark as well.
And you will be if you keep moving forward, you know. And a lot of times we're sometimes hit stumbling blocks, you know, because, you know, just what happens is, and this is why I always encourage people to take the measurements. I mean, everybody gets a cut and paste email from me, and I actually write on it, it's the only cut and paste email you'll ever get from me, because I want people to take those pictures and take those measurements, because as time rolls on, your fat weighs less than your muscle. Muscle is much more dense. And if you're doing DDP yoga, you're building muscle. So when you start to shrink off inches as opposed to pounds as much, because it's your body is changing. And then I also encourage people to go to the phase 3 eating plan, which let's call it a diet. And it's the closest thing that I say to a diet, where you don't mix a protein with a carb. Because the main reason that you won't be able to keep doing that, because you'll get too skinny at some point. Like, I felt the best I ever felt when I did that for 6 weeks. I didn't mix proteins with carbs. My digestive system just went whoo, right through, and I had crazy energy. But I also dropped 22 pounds in 6 weeks, and I didn't want to drop that kind of weight. I only dropped about 15. I wasn't paying attention. And then I started getting too skinny. I was like, whoa, I'm starting to look like a yogi. I got to put the weight back on. So, you should try that phase 3, bro.
Yeah, I do a little bit of combining by taking eating a piece of fruit before I eat my big meals. And never, you know, if I have rice or something, it's got to be before. So I do a little bit of combining during the lunchtime time period. Dinner, not so much, because it's kind of a family sit-down time.
Right. Well, a lot of times, like what we eat here at the Accountability Crib, probably 4 out of 7 nights, you know, we're eating, like, either buffalo or chicken or, you know, step 4 beef, you know, whether it be burgers or steaks or whatever, and we're having salads. You know, grilled vegetables mixed in with the salads. We bake up some, yesterday we had some broccoli and asparagus that was grated with a little bit of garlic, some salt and pepper, and some Manchego sheep cheese. Oh my God, that was unbelievable. Between all of that, you know, and we don't just have like oil and vinegar. The vinegar we use, I've got a bunch of different brands that we went to this store, and you can find them online that have these like balsamic vinegars that have like cranberry pear or peach or whatever. They've got all these different fruit type things that make it taste so much better. So that's just on the food end. As far as the goal setting end, what is your question you actually have for me?
Well, the question I have is, you know, I've watched the Living Life at 90% video quite constantly, and I've really been trying to apply that to turning things around at work and setting goals for weight loss and living the dreams that I want to live. A lot of times, time gets sacrificed. I've never heard this on any of the DDP radios, but where is your stance on, you know, how does sleep affect all this? Because, you know, a lot of times when I'm going to push myself to get this project done, work on this part of the website, work on this part of a script, and I'm up till 11 o'clock and I have to get up early. Is it worth it to sacrifice sleep for goals and dreams that you have, or do you kind of have to balance everything out?
I think it's a balance, bro, because I know there's times where I sacrifice the sleep, but then I go, okay, I'm sleeping these next 2 days. And what I mean by that is I'm going to get that 8-9 hour sleep. Because if not, you're going to run yourself too hard. You're going to fray. Now, there are people who don't need sleep. Like my partner, Steve Yu, he sleeps 3 hours. It's a lot. He's a freak, though. I'm not a freak like that. I can sleep 3, 4, 5 hours, 2 or 3 days in a row, but then, okay, uncle, I got to get my 8 hours sleep. I got to get my, you know, lay in bed there for a bit, then boom, get up and go. You know, I've built my life around me where I get up, I go right to work out. And if there's nobody here, which is very rarely, but I'm doing it by myself, if I wake up, you know, like this morning there was 6 people here, you know, ready to work out with me. So, boom, we did an hour workout, I just started my day. So the sleep, I think, is essential, but when you're going for goals, you know, God, dude, man, when I was wrestling and living that dream, we wrestled like 270. I know one year I wrestled 278 days. So
on the road.
On the no, that's wrestling. On the road, you got to add to that. Yeah, you got to add to that because I'm talking about just bouncing in a ring. You know, I averaged 274 days a year. That was my average for about 4 years till I was so over I could, like, pull myself back. Like, I'm too old to do that schedule, you know. So it's really about balancing. You know, one of the biggest things I'm trying to get myself to do right now is just meditate for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. You know, just close everything out. You know, life is about balance, you know. I mean, that's really what yoga means, period, balance. Does that help you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, bro, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Keep us posted. Hey, and you've got that great journey you're under right now. I would love to see your beginning shots and where you are now. And you know, we'll put you up and give you a paragraph of the thing. I'll put you on your construction site, man. And people get to, you know, it inspires them, you know. So, and anytime you can inspire somebody, it's how I became a top wrestler when no one believed I could do it. And what I mean by that is I went, when they wouldn't put me on the road, I went back to the power plant and I started training the young guys. And I found the more I taught someone, the more I learned. The more I learned, the better I got. So,
yeah,
you're inspiring other people. You're in it.
I am on Team DDP Yoga, and I've got my starting 30, 60, and 90-day photos up. So I'll get some updated ones up there soon.
All right, man. But send it to Robert at DallasPage.com. We'd love to have it in part of the story, man.
Sure, will do.
All right, buddy. Have a great night.
Thanks for taking my
call.
Thanks for everything you do.
Thank you, bud. Okay, Robert, who we have next? Is it Jason or Penny?
Penny's up next.
Okay, Penny's up next. Okay. Hey, Penny.
Dang, teacher certification. Yay. I'm one of the squeaky wheels that's been bending Robert's ear for the last month or two. I got the book. Can't wait to see the manual. Thank you so much. Awesome. So excited. I teach Calinetics, which is a combination of ballet and yoga, if you've never heard of it. Callan Pinkney started it back in the 80s. And
oh,
it's called Meditation in Motion, believe it or not. So we count that. If you're moving, you're meditating. You cannot think of anything else if you are thinking about your yoga. Really?
I actually feel that. You know, when I'm doing my workout, I feel that. You know, especially when I'm not counting or something. But, you know, what I like to do it sometimes just by myself. I'm doing it completely by myself. God, I can push myself to, like, a whole different level. And there I definitely get to meditate, so I bet you I'm close to what you were doing. That's awesome.
Yeah,
so
Wayne Dyer
got?
Talked about the gap. Have you heard that? The gap between. And you breathe in between. That's your meditation. If you're trying to work up to it, you take those gaps in between those counting and those moves, you know, and you breathe. There's your meditation. So you can get it anywhere.
I love Dwayne Dyer. He's a...
Me too. And that's what I want to ask you. Are you going to put Positively Page on Kindle? Because I'm a Kindle fan. I got the book.
You know, awesome. You know, we don't have the guy who did all the editing for us. He passed, and we lost all of our... was on there. Yeah,
no
I would
way.
Love. I would love to have that on there. To reprint it all would be just such a huge process, you know. I would love to do it, though, you know. And that's what's cool about the whole DDP Yoga for Regular Guys book. It's, you know, I love having a Kindle or an iPad because the light comes from behind it when my eyes were going bad. But I tell you what, anybody who's looking for the greatest eye surgeon on the planet – He's down in Warner Robins, Georgia. His name is Dr. Johnny Gayton. He just not only did the LASIK for me, but he put the lens in my eyes. I now have 20/25 vision.
Whoa.
I haven't had that since I was 25.
I mean, younger, for sure.
Yeah.
Like second grade. I'm one of those golden boomers. I'm with you. So I teach infinite possibilities. And, you know, the secret, Mike Dooley created this personal development program. So that's why I was interested in your book, because I am just, I'm so excited about all the positive stuff, the positive vibes I'm feeling.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's why it's called Positively Paige. Some people will be interviewing me and they'll go, so who is the guy you didn't like in wrestling? I go, you, for answering that question. I'm Positively Paige. Am I talking about negative things? No, I don't think so. If there was someone I didn't like, which there really wasn't, but if there was someone I didn't like, I'd tell him to his face, not to you.
Yeah.
You know, positive
right
means
on.
Positive.
Amen. So I wanted to, I sent you a note on Facebook this week and told you about my daughter Cheryl quipping that YRG is her mama's yoga.
I love that. I love that.
But the question I had was, I really, as a trainer, I wanted to start at the beginner level, and I wanted to go through the program step by step to see how it works, you know. So once I'm in trainer certification mode and certified trainer doing the program with my new students, I'll have an idea what they're going through, you know. They're starting from the beginner level. So I'm looking at the program guide, and I'm going, okay, I'm done with week 13. Do I go back to the beginning of the intermediate? Because that seems like going backward after I've already advanced to Diamond Cutter, which was awesome. I was so glad to get to Diamond Cutter. I wanted to skip forward and do it, you know, but I didn't. I waited. So what now?
Well,
where do we go from there?
That's a really great question, you know, and I get it a lot. And I always hope someone on the air would answer, because I always forget to, like, to answer that question unless I'm – because it takes me so long to write that stuff, you know. But
I scoured
the
forum, but I didn't find it, so.
You know, and I need to, because that's something I need to do. It's just we're over inundated right now with stuff right now, because we're doing our app right now, and we're just finishing our infomercial, which I'm calling a docu-mercial, because it's way more inspiring than it is, hey, look at my abs. You know, it's about changing lives. But, yeah, that's why I've been overwhelmed with it. But when you get to, if you started intermediate, you started beginning, you started advanced, wherever it is, I want people to, like, now, don't go all the way back to that. To me, they should be, if they're up to adding 3 or 4, 5 days, if you're depending on how many days you're doing in a week, I want people to start to make it their own and then start to add on. Like, how many days a week are you doing it right now?
Right now, about 5 days a week. So.
Okay, you're perfect.
Yeah.
Well, that now you did you get the whole 11 workouts, or did you just get the beginning six?
I got the whole 11.
Okay, so, well, now, you know, you got strength builder, you got, you haven't gotten a double black diamond in that, because that was when you started at the beginner. Now,
right.
if you've done the diamond cutter, the diamond dozen, which is different, excuse me, not diamond dozen, but the double black diamond is 20 minutes longer, but not any really more challenging, just different type of challenging. And strength builder, I would like, especially if you're a diamond cutter, you want to try, you know, to work out 45 minutes to an hour. So when you're doing, you know, strength builder, you could actually mix strength builder with stand-up. Mm-hmm. Have you done strength builder by itself yet?
Nope. Haven't done it.
Okay. Then when you do those, when you do, I would walk through each one of them right now when you got to the end of this and just see, like, the difference of the workout. For instance, start out with tomorrow. Just grab stand-up, and there you never go into the ground until you get finished stand-up, which is about 30 minutes. That's Chris Jericho's favorite workout. And that's the one that really challenges, and I don't think you're going to have a big problem with that, especially after you told me the ballet with yoga mix because of being one leg. But I think you're going to really dig that. I come up with a lot of funny names for the moves and stuff. But mix that with, like, the red-hot core. And then the next day, go to strength builder. With the red hot, you know, maybe the red hot core, maybe not, depending on how much you burn from the night before. And then maybe take off a day and then come back with the mixtape, maybe with fat burner. You see, I don't take people back to energy once they passed all the way to diamond cutter because it's too easy for them. But fat burner will always be a workout. If you put it at the end of something, it's going to be more challenging than it would be as if you were to put it at the beginning of your workout. So if you were to burn, you know, really get that strength builder workout or the mixtape workout or stand up and then end it with fat burner is a great way. And sometimes you go from that into the Red Hot Core. And that's why I put Red Hot Core at the bottom of each of those DVDs. So you could just change it and flip over, grab some water, while, you know, water wipe your towel down and flick your DVDs around. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes, definitely. I saw that you did that, and I thought that was a smart move. Yeah, that's great.
And
so in other words, if my students come up to me once I get certified, then and they're finished with that 13-week program, then we're saying make it your own, you know, and start working out four, 5, 6 days a week, yeah?
Exactly. And the more, like I always tell people, when they were, as soon as I hear someone say, well, how much do I have to do it? I just start laughing. It's like, what do you want? Because if they start asking how much they have to do it, they don't really want to do it to begin with, you know. So, you know, but if you do it 3 days a week, you'll change the way you feel, guaranteed. You do it 4 days, you start to change your life. You do it 5 days a week, 6 days a week, you own your life. So what do you want? I know what I want, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So I can't answer what you want, but I can tell by talking to you, I know what you want. you want to own it. So.
I do. I want to own it. I own it. I do. And, you know, every time you say don't forget to do this tomorrow, I know that you're expecting me to do it tomorrow. So as a beginner, it was like, oh, my goodness, when am I going to get to the end so I can do it every day? So
you know what?
I mean,
I
could, but I just wanted to feel it. You know, I wanted to know what I was going to get, what results I was going to get, you know. So.
You know what I forgot about is not this week, but next Thursday and Friday. We're about to put out a video about this. I'm doing 2 live workouts on the internet.
No
I'm doing,
way.
I'm doing a beginner intermediate that will be on Thursday next week. And I'm doing it live with people in my house. And all modifications shown. It'll be pretty easy for people who are just starting. And then the next day we're doing like a diamond cutter type workout. But it'll be completely different because I never do the same workout twice. So what I'll do is I'll do like a beginner, intermediate, and advanced, and that will be a live streaming event, and everyone's invited, you know, to come on. So we're going to put the hell out of that this week. So I'm glad I was talking to you about it because I forgot to write that down.
Yes, definitely. Fantastic. Well, I am
okay,
excited.
Does that help
Thank you.
You.
That really
right.
helps a lot. Thanks. I just wanted to hear it from your perspective because I read the stuff on the forum. A lot of people were answering this question, but I really didn't hear anything definitive, you know, so I just wanted to see what you had to say.
Well, thanks for calling, and I hope anybody else who's listening actually, you know, heard that. And, Robert, maybe we should take that little clip when we're doing this, and let's attach that clip to that question. You know what I mean, bro?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay,
yeah,
so please
awesome.
Take care
or
of that. Then we'll have that.
Yeah.
We'll be right there. Me and you talking about it, Penny.
I'll be famous. Well, thank you so
thanks
much.
Thanks for calling
all
in,
right.
Penny.
And thanks to Robert for answering all my questions all these months. So.
You're very welcome.
Love you guys. All right, bye.
Robert's amazing. I don't give him credit enough for all of the you know, people hit him from all the angles. But as soon as I see one little bad note, I'm like, dude, are you on this? He goes like, oh, he sends me back. Of course I'm on this.
You know, well, I don't say that, but yeah.
But well, yeah, I'm putting you over there, kid. Okay, so do we have one more call?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here, Space.
I've got an inspirational quick comment from the chat room, if you have a second, because I thought this was really nice. This
awesome.
Is from Ruthie, who is one of our members who is living with MS, and she's doing the workout 6 days a week. She's
wow.
at week 25, still hanging in at week 25, going on week 26. And she wants you to know that the best thing that you say on all of your workouts is at the very end of energy, when you say you can do this, you can own this, and every day you'll get better and stronger. And sometimes she cries at the end when you say it, but it keeps her going. And she just, you know, she's so grateful to you for what you've done.
Wow. You know, I never forget saying that, too, you know, because when I did that, it was just, I was just so supercharged, you know, and that just came out, so that's pretty cool. Thank you. I'm glad it motivates you, girl, inspires you. That's because that's what, to me, this is, all this stuff's all about, man. Changing lives at a different level. Do we have Amy, or is this our last call? Do we have one more, Robert?
Yeah. Here, am I on? Am I good?
Hey, Amy, how are you?
Hey.
What are you calling him?
Indiana. Yeah.
So how are you, girl? Basketball state.
Good. I am working on that plank challenge.
Oh, my Amy. Hey. Hey, you know what I want to ask you, Amy?
Yeah.
I want you, you heard me talking about it today with the Robert at DallasPage.com for, because we don't have you up there, do we, under construction? Do we have that?
Don't think so, no.
No, if you didn't write it, then we ain't got it. So will you do that for us, okay?
Okay.
Send it to Robert, you know, where you started, where you are right now, what your goal is, and your a paragraph up there about that, and a before and after picture, or before and during picture, okay?
Okay.
Okay, awesome. So, yes, guys, who's seen Sparky? Have you seen Amy blow out the 3-minute plank yet? Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen all those videos going up. It's pretty damn crazy.
Yeah, he commented. I think he commented on it once, told me to, like, do my elbows down a little bit to work the other part. So I've been trying that. After 3 minutes, it gets kind of excruciating. So I'm just kind of working on 3 minutes right now.
Because Amy called me out, and she said, I'm going to break one of your records. I said, well, I thought it was the easiest one, you know, which is plank, which is not easy. And just so you know how I did that, Amy, I've been listening to Metallica, Turn the Page, the old Bob Seger song. And that song goes 5 minutes and 48 seconds.
Okay. Yeah,
so,
I do the music. That's what keeps me going, too. So I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah, you get the next song that's 4 minutes or 3.5 minutes. Because, boy, you were doing great up to about 2 minutes and 38 seconds. And, boy, you started shaking then, man.
Yeah, that happens.
I get it. So you have a question for me today, or you just tell me you're hunting me down for my record?
No, I do have a question. In about a week, I'll be heading out to New Mexico to join my husband, and I'm going to be facing a kitchen challenge. I'm only going to have a 2-burner stovetop and a microwave, so I'm wondering, I'm going to be there for a month in this hotel.
Wow.
So what can I do? Because I have, like, a fridge, so I know I can do a lot of salads, but I'm trying to, you know, spice things up for my husband in the kitchen, not the bedroom. Don't go there. Like, what can I do as far as eating healthy for the whole family there? Because I can do salads every day, but he'll get bored.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, I'm just like...
One of the things, you might go online for this, and I was talking about it earlier. They have these places, like there's one here in Atlanta, that they have these different types of oils. Like a lemon-fused oil tastes amazing. I mean, all you have to do is put a little bit of oil in there. My favorite is this vinaigrette that they have, this balsamic vinaigrette, but they're different flavors. Like my favorite is pear cranberry.
Okay.
And I mix that with a little plain, you know, regular olive oil. Matter of fact, Stacy, where's that one olive oil that you have that you turned me on to, the Sicilian olive oil?
It's called Don Luigi, and it's available. I'll put the link up. It's available at TeitelBrothers.com, T-E-I-T-E-L.
I'm telling you, that was the best oil for the money. Anybody out there listening, it was like $27 for a gallon, right, babe?
Yeah,
right,
it's, I think it's 25. Yeah, for a big gallon, and it's like
for a gallon. And good oil, olive oil costs like 25 for a little quart.
Yeah,
you know, is for a. I mean, this that's my favorite. I mix it with everything, but there's a bunch of different balsamic. If you go online and look for different tastes, because you can change a salad by adding cranberries, but don't just add the cranberries. Dice them up. You can change the salad by put a pear in there, put a peach in there, and just for taste, it's more than anything. You don't want to have big chunks. You want to have, like, I call flavors for the mouth, you know, kind of stuff, and that completely, when you're under the gun like that, you know, and then you're into the summer now, so if they're, you know, you're in the area, where's the local farm area where people have fresh vegetables?
Okay.
You know, you can break up a tomato sometimes, especially, you know, if it's, when it's in season. Like Jake has been, he's a gardener, believe it or not. Jake, we call him Jake the Rake out there. And he's got squash and watermelon and strawberries. Well, his tomatoes came in the other day, and my daughter Brittany's back here staying with us again, and she brought what she, Jake's prize-winning tomato. I cut it up. I don't really eat tomatoes too often anymore because I have this thing for nightshades, and it bothers my knees. It's just a thing that's, you know, I got as I've gotten older. But I'm eating that tomato when I just try to taste it. It was so good, I wish I ate the whole tomato. I mean, it was amazing because it's grown fresh. So look for that kind of stuff. If you can get a little hibachi grill,
okay,
and can grill up some mushrooms, some tomatoes are good too, but you guys do them quick. But, you know, peppers, and grill that kind of stuff up and dice that up and put that in the salad. That'll completely change it.
Okay.
So.
Okay, yeah. And then what about, like, meats? Because, I mean, I'm thinking a skillet, and I can do some crock pot, like, soups and stews. But
yeah, again, the grill. Nothing's better than the grill.
Okay.
What about you, Stacey? You got any advice for on this?
Well, yeah, I was thinking, you know, I am so big on nuts and dried fruits and things that don't perish, that are non-perishable.
Okay.
Also, I've just really gotten into doing this chia seed pudding, which requires no cooking, just a refrigerator. It's the recipes on my website, stacymorris.com.
Okay.
And salads, of course, you know, I mean, there's so many different ways you can do salads. It's my favorite current salad is tabbouleh that I make with quinoa instead of the bulgur wheat.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to try to get him onto the salads more. He's like a meat guy, so I'm like, well, I don't have an oven, so I can't, like, bake anything, so we're going to figure that part out.
Well, it's like anything. You'll figure it out out of necessity, kid.
Yeah. All right, well, that was
You'll
all
figure out is... All right, well, keep us posted what you come up with while you're out there, because you're in the right thing, Mike. Come on in. Okay, guys, thank you so much for coming on today. All the members who came on the show and asked the questions and had the comments and inspirational stories. Again, I just want to remind everybody, if you're wanting to go to the retreat, there are 3 rooms open. That is July 10th through the 15th, and we will actually be you can go to ddpyogaretreat.com if you want to check all that out. We have 3 rooms left, and the Yoga Doc will be there. Arthur, Stacy, Terry, Steve, you, the whole list of us. Well, we got to get Sparky out there next year. That's one of my goals, to get his ass out there. I know Doug Stefan will be there too. So the monster motivator, we haven't heard of him for a while, but I guess he's in the trenches of Afghanistan still. Everyone else, remember, 22nd of June, we got the Ultimate Workshop here in Smyrna, Georgia, and I will be hosting that with Yoga Doc and Terry, so come on down for that. And we just got the book out again, Amazon, the DDP Yoga's Yoga for Regular Guys. It's only $7.69 on ebook. Thanks for coming, guys. It's been awesome. Have a great night. See ya.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.